Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio, episode 160, Create Rapid Sustainable Growth with a Metrics-Based System. Yeah, I know, metrics can sometimes sound a bit boring, but I promise you that you're going to get a huge amount from this episode. So please don't switch over because the sound of the word matrix is putting you off. Let's dive in. We want the fastest, most efficient path to creating the income outcomes and the life that we want to live. One of the biggest problems that many, many business owners have is the roller coaster of income. The situation where you market, you get work coming in, you have some good income, you stop marketing because you're busy working on the client, then it drops off again and you end up with this roller coaster. It creates massive stress, both in the business and personally for the business owner. In reality, what most of us want as business owners is predictable, sustainable growth in our business. Looking at the activities versus the results means that you have total control each month on what can be achieved. This applies regardless of your industry, your business model, or your sector. It works for any business. And in fact, you will find that the vast majority of businesses that you would deem to be successful businesses are looking at metrics and understanding those. So what is a matrix system? A matrix system is a set of carefully designed activities, hand selected as being the most powerful levers for growth in your business that you can commit to do in a specific quantity each week to yield a specific outcome. So it is specific activities, specific quantity, giving a specific outcome. That is what a metrics system is. And you commit to doing these activities no matter what in your business. And that doesn't matter whether it's you or your employees. Each individual who works with you should have a specific set of metrics that they are working to, so a specific activities they are doing in a specific quantity to result in a specific outcome. It's about really understanding those. So focus on what your top 5 to 10 activities that you need to happen each and every day in your business are. Sit down and work out what are your biggest levers for growth in your business. For example, it might be producing short videos, it may be phone calls, it might be sending emails, whatever that is, they'll be specific to your individual business. So sit down and work it out. And these activities have to be ones that can be done intentionally. Because at the end of the day, your calendar will reflect the exact income you are experiencing at this point in time. The activities that you do give you the results that you have. So if you are not getting the results that you need, then you need to be tracking back to the activities. If your outcome is not your desired outcome, then you need to be looking at your specific activities and the specific quantity which drives that specific outcome. So where your time goes does set your achievable income level. I'll say that again. Where your time goes reflects your income. So make sure that it is on those specific activities in the specific quantity that is driving the outcome that you want. That therefore means focusing on those big rocks to grow faster and in fact, work less. When you do this exercise, you may find out there's a ton of activities that you've been doing that don't drive anything. And therefore, they are just wasting your time and they're not giving you the outcome that you want to achieve. So many people spend time on activities that do not result in money in the bank account. And yes, money in the bank account is not the be-all and end-all, of course. However, it pretty much is the purpose of business, because a business makes money and a hobby costs money. And we have to be really clear on which one we are running. Therefore, we need to be tracking activity and what activity drives the money in your business. So tracking every lead and sale for the activity that generated that, and working back to see the ultimate metric that you therefore need to track as a result. So the activity and the quantity of that activity that drives the outcome, the sale. You need to look at this frequently, and you need to analyze the data frequently. So again, marking time in your calendar on a perhaps weekly, two-weekly, or monthly basis to look at the matrix and understand what you have tracked and what they are telling you. Are you getting closer to that specific outcome or not? What still needs to be tweaked and changed? Do the activities need to be tweaked? Does the quantity need to be tweaked? Or do both need to change to give you the outcome? Always looking at the outcome and the quantity and activities that back those up is how you start managing your business, by understanding the matrix, both the ones that you are tracking yourself on, either if you are a solopreneur, a solo business owner, and or the ones that you're tracking with your team as well. Everybody, like I said, should have matrix in a business that they are being tracked to understand if they are delivering the desired outcomes for the business that the business needs them to deliver. So I hope that this episode has been useful for you and has given you some food for thought on matrix and helped you understand that they're really not boring. They actually help drive the results that you want to achieve in your business. They help get you to the outcomes that you want in your business and, of course, your life as well. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love if you want to subscribe to this podcast, whichever podcast player you happen to be listening on. I would also love to extend an invite to you to the Uncover Wealth community. That is my private community on Facebook. You can click the link in the show notes to get there, or you can head over to Facebook and type Uncover Wealth community into the search bar and come in and join us. The community is completely free for business owners and entrepreneurs, and I would love to see you there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take care until next time.